1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's still December 31st, 1970. This is side two. We're beginning now again with the irrigation day. So, or we're talking about the irrigation day. Okay, let's test. Okay, so from the other side, there's the kicking the horse is the first part, right?
Yeah.
How would you say kick the horse?
Kick the trash.
Trash. Okay, now guide the horse to the field.
Hello. Kink the low at least, doesn't it? I'll get it.
Kink to the wash.
Kink. Knit the low.
Oh, whoops, I blew that one. Yeah, okay.
Horse means sage breath.
Yeah. Horse jilwo.
Horse. Horse.
I got it.
Yilwo.
Yilwo?
Yes. You put a horse down here.
That's how you say it.
No, you say it.
Horse.
Not horse.
What is it?
Horse. Not horse. You put a sh on it. It's horse.
Oh.
Horse.
Oh, okay.
Horse.
There.
Not a sh. Horse.
All right. And then the next horse. One is?
Oh. Horse. Yillewop.
Yillewop.
Wop.
Oh.
Horse. Yillewop.
Okay. All right, now that's the part for riding the horse to the field. Then we had an eat lunch thing in there, but as you usually said, he usually doesn't eat lunch, right?
Yeah.
He usually skip lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do the 2 meal a day thing. Then there's hobbling the horse, and we already have that, right?
Yes.
And another one, and now it's clean out the irrigation ditch. How would you say that?
Ado delta.
Alright. Alright, once more.
Nadelta.
Alright.
Ba. Horse. Ba horse.
Uh-huh.
Ba horse.
Okay, now, the first step here is if there are weeds, get the hoe, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There are weeds, hoe it out?
Uh-huh. Well, it's just as if there are weeds, get the hoe. The next step is to hoe them out.
So. Silhalota, that couldn't be, ah.
All right, once more.
Silhalota, that couldn't be, ah.
Chilhaloga.
Yes.
Good.
Nish di a.
Nish.
Nish. Di a.
Okay. Now the next one would be to hoe them out. Let me get this. Okay, how would you say hold them out?
Nichiko.
Nichiko. Okay. And the third step is get the pitchfork. Let's see. He didn't even say anything about picking up the pitchfork. Get the pitchfork.
What does it say next to you? To hold them out.
Get the pitchfork.
Oh.
You know, and he didn't say anything about the pitchfork when he picked up the hoe and the other shovel. So it's actually pick up the hoe, shovel, and pitchfork, right?
Actually pick up the tools.
Doing like a smart ass now.
Cool, ain't it?
Alright, go ahead. Get the pitchfork.
Get the pitchfork. Oh, blah ding, blah ding,
bitch. Dip, blah, ding. Right? Ding, blah ding, right?
D-E.
Yeah. Alright. And what's the next one? Billa D-E.
No, stop in a jota.
Is it?
Yeah, because Billa D-E. The four fingers in it, I forgot there was a fork. Stop in a jota. Means, let me home, hey.
Hello?
Stop in a jota.
Billa.
Na. Na jota. Miss DT.
Bill now Josh.
Bernard Josh.
Alright, Miss DT.
Miss DT.
Okay. Last day of the year, wow. Alright. Now, the next one is throw out the trash. How would you say that?
Throw out the trash?
Yeah.
Seal? Seal-ze means trash.
Hatinish.
It's like the opposite. Trash throw out. Literally.
Hajinish.
Hajinish.
Okay. Now the next one is get the shovel.
They should have a cousin, DP.
Say it once more. Well, wait a minute. Now say it once more.
They should have a cousin. Miss DP. Besha hal kade.
Hal kade.
Miz diti.
Miz
diti.
Ah. Okay, right on. I'm gonna get that tea on the other one. That's nasal. Okay. Now, the seventh step is to, let's see, that's seventh step is to throw out the sand. Wait a minute. Why did I get seven? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth step is to throw out the sand.
Yep.
How do you say that?
Sixth step.
Yeah. How would you say that now?
Oh, I throw out sand.
You know, like pitching it out with the shovel.
There's a magic car.
Okay. The seventh step is to repeat it for all the rows.
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Repeat for all the rows.
Hello,
and it's Yes. Ach, what's this?
Okay. All right, it's time to quit. So this is it for December 31st then this year. Fucking around. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It's January 1st, 1971. Informant number 2. Today we're going to be going through and translating into Navajo some of the smaller plans. Again, it's mostly a translating and deeper analysis. So we started yesterday on the irrigation day, beginning of this tape. And we're going to go through the irrigation day on this tape and hopefully get to a couple of other sequences on the same tape. Okay. Okay. Then the next step I have after cleaning out the irrigation ditches is eating. Do they eat dinner in the irrigation day then? Is that when they would eat dinner? After the ditches are clean and before they turn the water on?
I think so. That's what he said. That's what he did.
Oh, you mean they don't turn the water on until about sunset, huh? When it's cooled off, or? Is that it?
Let's see. Sunset. That's where sun sets, huh?
Yeah, right. So he'd eat.
Then I guess he eats dinner, then he walks around all night.
Ah, I see. He eats dinner. All right. You want to give me that term in Navajo? To eat dinner, just give me to translate that in Navajo.
That's a you. Aho, that's a you.
Aho?
Aho.
Aho, right?
Yes. That's a you.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember anything when we don't have these other tapes back? I wish I had them to play them back to you. Do you remember here now exactly how he went about eating dinner in the field? This is the dinner he'd bring with him, right?
Yeah, that's the already made lunch.
You want to sort of...
Tate put on the coffee first, build himself, build a fire.
All right.
Put some coffee on.
All right. Put coffee on?
Yeah.
All right. What next?
Then eat, probably, after he gets through. Because usually he'll take some spam and... Spam or lunch meat, cheese, some sort of shit like that.
So you did take the food out of the saddlebag, right?
Yeah. And then, or, he might have meat there, he could make a stew there.
Would you really keep pots and pans and dinnerware and things like this down at the house by the... This early in the year, you know?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
He might just took some meat that's already cooked and just wrap it up and then...
Eat it when he got there, huh?
Yeah.
And you just eat it, that's the fourth step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk for a minute about building the fire, alright? Because we haven't got a description of that yet, okay? Sounding like Juliet. It's all right with him if it's all right with you, if it's all right with me, and it's all right with me, so it's all right with him, and it's all right with you, isn't it? What, Juliet? Well, he can't herd sheep today. All right, how do you say build a fire in Navajo?
There's the cha. There's the cha.
Oh, that's an easy one, isn't it?
Yep. Quite easy. You know this field, I mean, when we were talking about this time back.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was quite boring then. No, I like.